Okay, good morning. We are at Chol HaMoed, Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin. Okay, today's shiur sponsor, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Moshe Chaim Ben Reb Shimon. And sorry to take you back 1 week. Just one real quick thing about Eruve Tav Shilin. So in case I misspoke, the case of an Erev Tav Shilin, the very end of Hilchos Eruve Tav Shilin, one of the cases is you have a 2-day Yom Tov when you live in Chutz La'aretz, not Rosh Hashanah, a regular 2-day Yom Tov, when both days are Thursday, Friday, and then a Shabbos. So we all know the way to do it is you make an Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday. It has to be done before Yom Tov. What happens if you forget? And you realize on Thursday, Wednesday night, Thursday, whatever, what do? Then that's when you make your Erev Tav Shilin al Tanai. Only on that Wednesday night, Thursday, can you make this Tanai. And you make it Tanai, you can read up again yourself, but basically you make it Tanai that either you're doing it today, if tomorrow's Yom Tov, and if today's Yom Tov, then really you're doing nothing. And when it comes to the next day on Friday, you do nothing, because there's absolutely no reason. If you think about it, you'll get it. Okay, back to today. Chol HaMoed. Hey, in Osim acharitzim shebi'ikrei agafanim kedei shiyitmalu mayim. Okay, so we don't for the lachatchila start making these digging these ditches and grooves around the gafanim, the vines, the grapevines, in order to that they fill up with water. All right, ve'imayu asir benitkalkulu. But if you already had them, you made them before Yom Tov, or they were there for years or weeks, whatever, it doesn't matter. They were there before, and then they got ruined. Something happened. The wind, animals, people, whatever happened, it got ruined. So, hareze, metaknam b'moed. Since there's a davar ha'aved, you're allowed to fix them during Chol HaMoed. That means you're allowed to redig them a little bit. But that's only if... Right, we don't dig them lechatchila, but that's Cherech HaYaseira, but you're allowed to redig them a little bit as long as part of the grooves are there. You can see a little bit of the grooves there. It's nicker where they were, and you're basically reforming what was already there. Even if it's less than a tefach left, just a little bit, just you have to have a little bit there or something, and then you can redig a little bit what you did before. It doesn't need to be a very big dig, and it's a small tircha.
Because the soil is still soft.
And the soil is soft. Excellent. And, right. And you just basically put it back the way it was. Aval asur lahamikan yoter mibarishonam. But you can't make it deeper because it's extra work, or perhaps also it's harder. The lower level of dirt that was, that's brand new. And that's called tircha yasera and more than, and certainly more than necessary. Okay, you can't make it deeper. You can't make it wider than before. Vav, amat hamayim. It's called amat hamayim because generally they were an amah wide and an amah deep, and that was the proper functional dimension. And we'll see in a moment how it's relevant. Shin kalkula. Now you had these major irrigation canals leading to your to your fields and different parts of them. If they got ruined, you're allowed to fix them. Again, not dig them from scratch, but you're allowed to fix them. And here, I'll keep reading, but you'll see that it needs to at least be a full tefach remaining for an amat hamayim, because these are much bigger canals for water or grooves, whatever. And if they were be less than a tefach, it wouldn't really be useful. So it's as if you're starting it from scratch. That's how we look at it. And you can't start from scratch. There has to at least be something nikar. So in hay, it has to be a little bit noticeable. In vav, there must be a tefach. Haita amuka tefach. So that's where we get to. If it was at least a tefach there, so then what do you do on Chol HaMoed? Because you need the water. It's a davar ha'avit situation. Chofer ba ad shisha. You're allowed to dig another 5 tefachim deep or wide because you need to get to 6, right? The amat hamayim, for it to be ideal, and functional, it needs to be 6. And digging 5 is not such as considered, what Chazal established, also based on practical and various reasons, it was considered not too much tircha and the necessary tircha, and that's what they allowed. Haita amuka tvachayim. Now let's say you had a deep ama or a proper ama, and now you show up and now there's only 2 deep. So question the Gemara, but Lamaisa, the halacha is ma mik ad shiva. You're allowed to add 5 more. More than 5 is too much tircha, but 5 you're allowed to do, and it's also not too deep. So it's not too much. If you start digging a hole that's 10 feet deep, it becomes difficult just because it's so deep. So the amount is you're allowed to add 5 plus 1 or 5 plus 2. More than that, many poskim say is asr. In other words, let's say you showed up and there are 3 tfachim. Can you add 5 more? That's a machlokas. And generally, we're machmer for that. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is maskana, for example. Zayin. Moshchim et hamayim ilan ilan b'vat shelo yashket kol hasada. Now, what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to dig little grooves around each tree for a davar ha'aved, if it's necessary, or a little charitz, a little groove that takes it from one tree to another tree. And this is because of davar ha'aved. And it's a very small tircha, and therefore, or a small tircha, whatever, and therefore it's mutter. V'im haita sadeh lecha, and if it was a very moist field, but you can't do the entire field. Because doing the entire field is tircha yasera, and it's also not necessary. Again, every situation is its own situation, but in general, the halacha is the situation was, as long as you did most or many of the trees, you won't lose, I guess, the other trees. It won't be a complete loss. Otherwise, a small tircha, you may be able to continue. V'imaita sada lecha, and if the ground was already saturated or already moist, I'm not sure, but then, mutar lashkat kula, then you're allowed to continue watering the entire field because it's a very small tircha. Once the field is, I don't know if there's a real definition for it, but once it's moist, then it's or saturated, we'll just leave it like that. So then you're allowed to, it's very easy just to keep watering a field that's already full of water, right? It's, it doesn't disappear right away for very deep, it doesn't absorb as much. Okay. Chet. Asur liftoach mako masada kedei shikansu ba mayim lahashkota. Now, this is a case where it's not davar ha'aved, and you just want to let water into your field, on chol hamoed. Can you just let water into your field in order to water it? So obviously we learn, no. If it's davar avet, so we learned the parameters. But this is the purpose of this halacha. Your purpose over here is to capture fish. You want to catch fish, you want to eat them on Yom Tov. So how do you catch them? You let this canal from the river or ocean, whatever it is, you open it up, and water from, let's say, the lake or whatever the situation is, has fish inside. And the fish come along with the water. And so this is how you want to catch your fish. So then you're allowed to do it kedei ochlan b'moed, if you want to eat them on moed. Kegon shepoteich lamala makom shikansu ulamata makom shiyetsu mutter. What you do is you open up the entrance of water so that you let the water flow in, and then where it flows out along in the canal, then you also open it up a little bit so that the water comes out. Now, and then it's mutter. In other words, I'll explain, but the point is, it needs to be that your kavana is for catching fish that you're going to eat on moed, and that's not a problem. And it needs to be where it looks like everyone else looking at you, like the purpose is to catch the fish. So you have to worry, it has to be the right kavana, and we want to avoid that it needs to be nikar so that we don't have issues of maritim. And here's another example where we see, even though you're going to be watering and you don't need to water, you're letting the water go to show that you're trying to catch the fish. So you're letting the water go, and it's also going to be watering. So it's a psik reisha. You're going to be watering the field. even if it's not a davar aved. So here's an example where we see it's mutter, because it's not, even because it's einu miskavin. Even though it's a psikreisha davar she'einu miskavin, we see it's mutter on chol hamoed. Now, exactly how to understand the case, a couple different ways, but basically, if you have a canal and you let the water with the fish come in one way, and if it's closed on one end, so now you're going to have basically almost like a pool of water with fish, so you can catch it like that, but to make it more obvious, the purpose is to catch the fish, you open up the other end a little bit, so the water goes out and the fish stay inside. That's one way. Also, it could be like you have a big pool and it overflows, and then you're going to have fish left in basically like a bowl or a pit in the ground, and you let the water flow out, you make a little opening and you let the water flow out and it stays inside a mound or something like that. However, that you understand the case. Okay. I think that's good. Tet. Fine. Asur l'hashvot hasadeh l'tzara harisha. So, again, in this case as well, the first half is basically obvious. You're not allowed to do harisha, you're not allowed to plow, and you can't level the field in order for plowing. This is a malacha for after Yom Tov, so for after Chol HaMoed, so certainly that would be aser. Okay, because that would be improving it. Ve'im nikar shemachavin kedei ladush letzorach hamoed. This is the purpose of halacha. But let's say your purpose is you want to get a big flat field so you can do harisha properly. Disha. You want to thresh, you want to bake something, you want to cook something, bake, whatever. So then.
Disha is threshing.
Threshing.
Yeah, flat threshing board.
Right. In order so that you can get the grains to cook with. It's a tzorach hamoed, it's a tzorach achila at the end of the day. So, but you want to do, you can't just, you can't bake with a full kernel. So therefore, a whole kernel. So what do? Is you do disha. So if it's obvious what you're doing, then it becomes mutter. So therefore, kegon shamashve kula. So you want to do the entire area, because that's how disha was done, on an entire big area. Whatever, as long as it's obvious to the onlookers that it's mutter, then, as it reads, mutter. Yod. Asur rakit etzim minasad leyapoto lacharisha. Same idea. If you're gathering trees, in order, or twigs, branches, twigs, whatever, from the ground, in order to make the ground better for harisha. So that's part of harisha, and therefore to be aser. Ve'im nikar shemachavin letzorcho shetzarech le'etzim. But if it's, you have to just make it obvious that what you're doing is in order to get wood, so you can make fuel for your oven, for tzorach hamoed, or tzorach achila. Kegon shenotel agadolim ameniach hakatani mutter. For example, you would gather the big ones and leave the little ones. Because the bigger ones are the main ones that you want for your tanur. Okay. Yer Aleph. Asur l'katzei tanfei ilan l'takna. Now, if your tree, sometimes you want to prune it and get rid of some of the branches. So that's going to be asur because you're doing it. It's not for the moed. You don't need it right now. Ve'im nikar shemachavin shebishvil anafim la'achilan v'hemto letakno v'lo letakno. But if you do it in a way that it's obvious that you're doing in order for a mutter purpose, letzorach hamoed, like to feed your animals, so then it's mutter. Kegon shekotzeitz kulan mitzad echad mutter. But do it in a way that it's obvious. Like, don't do it the way you would normally do it, so that it looks nice or that it's even on both sides. It's do it a little bit odd, and then people realize it's, oh, you're doing it because you need it for the tzarech hamoed, and then it would be mutter. Okay. Yud bet. Ein matli'im ha'ilanot. We do not peel off parasites from the trees. V'lo mezamim perish madbikin sham zevel kadei shelo yamut ha'ilan ha'netiot. Now, so this is pack some kind of fertilizer, something along the tree, or maybe the bark peels off or something like that. Aval sachin ha'ilanot ve'aperot b'shemen. So the first two things are considered tircha yasera, but you're allowed to do is just smear oil all over the exposed parts of the tree, branches, or fruits in order to prevent them from going bad. Okay. Yud Gimel, right? That the shaman is not considered Tircha Yisera. Yud Gimel. Ishut ve'achbarim shemafsidim v'stei ilan mutra l'tzudan kadarko. Now, these are like mice or some kind of a blind moles?
Moles.
Okay. Any kind of rodent or animal like that. Shemafsidim v'stei ilan mutra l'tzudan kadarko. So if you see them in the field where you have trees, well, they're going to ruin your trees. So then you're allowed to capture them like you always do. However you set up a trap, go for it. Shechofer guma, you dig a hole, cavity in the ground, v'tola b'hametzuda, and you place or hang a trap in there. V'afilo b'sedei halavan, now even in the grain fields, the fields where there is grain, where it's not the same level of hefsid, or davar aved, or worry, but it's, if in a case where it's smucha to these trees, so then where you see them, the sedeha ilan, mutar letzudan kadarko. If it's right next to it, then you're allowed to catch them the same way, the same thing as before. Because you're afraid it's going to go from one to another. Shiyotzi mimenu, because if you see them in the grain field, they can leave from the grain field, umafsid on the ilan, and quickly run to the trees and ruin the trees. You're more concerned about the trees. So, but if they're nearby, You can do it. But if they're not nearby, then you have to do it with a shinoi. Like you put a stick in the ground, and you just, you know, you're waving the stick, you're not using a shovel like you normally do, and you end up making a little bit of a hole or a cavity in the ground, and then you can hang your metzuda. You just have to do it with a shinoi. Okay. Now the halacha, main halacha goes like the stam, but the first opinion. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's, if you're going to, in the first, here, we'll read this case, and he says it's better to be machmer unless you use a goy. Then it's ideally, if you can. What's the more strict opinion? Shevisdei alavan, hasmucha listei Ilan, eino motor ella ayadei shinoi. So even if it's right next door, then you could only do it with a shinoi. So the question is, can you do it with a shinoi or not? V'im, eino smuchla says that asur afil ayadei shinoi. And if it's not even close, then you can't even do it with a shinoi. It's a period asur. Okay. Yud dalet. Ein machnisin sol nadir b'chol amoy lezabel hasadeh. So one of the ways a person might want to fertilize the field is if you have your flock of sheep or some kind of animals, or your neighbor does, and you tell him, come, please bring your animals to my field, and leave them there for overnight or a couple of days, let them lie around and do what they need to do, and then when they leave, you end up with a fertilized field. So again, you're not doing anything by a dime, but it looks like you are fertilizing. It looks like it's so Chazal asserted it because it's like mezabel. Again, you're not doing the fertilizing yourself. You're just letting them in. But it's like it, and it's similar to it enough that they were asserted it, which is under the toldah of Choresh. So, and generally we don't allow it. Okay, ve'im hichanisan ein yehudi me'atzma. Let's say you have a friend, a non-Jewish friend, and he came and just did it on his own. So it's a mutter of b'shabbos. He did it all on his own, and so at the end of the day, he did it. It's done, and you're allowed to benefit. Afil im machazik lo tova al sheikh nisan. Even if you tell him thanks so much, ubilvad shleitein sachar, but you cannot pay him for it. Vafilo eno notein el sachar mezono aser. Even if you pay him with food, it's aser. Ubi yom tov yachal itein lo sachar mezono, and on yom tov you are allowed to pay him with food, but it can't be money or some kind of other reward.
You're allowed to give him food, but he can't come to your table.
Well, you can invite him. You can come to your table. You just can't invite him. Ubechol hamoed afilu im notein lo sachar acher mutter. And achol hamoed, if he did it on his own, you're allowed to even pay him. Ubechol shalei skirenu. But you can't hire him lachadchila beforehand to do it on Chol HaMoed because he came on his own. V'lo yaseyenu, you can't help him. V'lo yimser lo shomer lenar etzon, and you can't bring him a helper or a guard Pirush Malicha Mimakal Makal Mitokach Galim Mit Narim V'imaya. Okay, V'imaya Ena Yehudi Sechir Shabbat Sechir Chodesh Sechir Shana Nesayinu Toba Chol Amoy Demosim Lo Shomer Lena'er Hatzon. Now, if he was there, if he was already there, hired for the week, for the month, for the year, so then you're allowed to help him during Chol Hamoed, but it's done by Havla, and you're allowed to assist him by giving him someone to help. And okay, and you can't initially you can't help him because it looks like you asked him lechatchila even beforehand to do it for you on Chol Hamoed. Okay, let's go on. Tedvav. Asur liktzor asada b'Chol Hamoed. Can't chop down or harvest on Chol Hamoed the fields. Im eno nivsad im yamad ala achar moed. If you just wait a few days for the holiday to be over, then and you won't lose anything, then it's okay. But if you're going to lose by waiting, even lose a little bit, then you are allowed to on Chol Hamoed. Im eno mayochal. Also, if he doesn't have what to eat, afilo motze bashuk liknot. Even though if you don't have what to eat, even if you can go to the store and buy, you have money. We don't force you to go to the shuk to buy. We don't force you to go to neighbors. We allow you just to take it off your own field, which you're going to eat. Do everything like you want to do because it's ochel nefesh for Chol Hamoed. But you can't do disha with parot because what's the reason? Because of Avsha Milta. It becomes noisy and it looks like you're doing it for not Letzara Chamoed. V'hani mile she'ein sarich ela lo levado. That's if you only need for yourself. Aval yimhut sarich hadush etzarech rabim. But if the rabim need you, and you need the manpower, the horsepower of the cows, you need to do it in volume, so then, you know, it's going to be too difficult for you to do it by hand, so then dasha feel a little bit parot. So then you go ahead and use the cows, and then it's mutter. Ted Zain, mi sheyesh lo kerem etzel karmo shel ein Yehudi. You have a vineyard next to it, the vineyard of a non-Jew. The ein Yehudi botzer shelo b'Chol Hamoed. Now, your non-Jewish neighbor, he's doing it on Chol Hamoed. V'im lo yivtzer Yisrael gamet shelo yafsid. And if he doesn't do his at the same time, he's going to lose. So then, Yachol Levatro Velidroch Hayain Velasot Achaviot Vechol Tzorch Hayain Belo Shinui. Since it's going to be, you're going to end up losing. It's going to be a Davar HaAved if it's not done right now. So then, you're allowed to do whatever you normally do, even without a Shinui, so that you don't lose. Vobilvad Shelo Yechavin Lasot Melachto B'moed. Now, but it must be that you don't have Kavana specifically to save it for Chol Hamoed. Your kavana is, you would rather do it afterwards, but now it's when your neighbor's doing it, I don't know, half price, whatever it is, two for one, so then, now's your chance, so now you're allowed to do it, so you don't lose out. Now, also, there's something interesting, the Mishnah Berurah points out, now let's say you have a business, and you need it to get done, or for you, it's going to be a davar ha'aved. But let's say your workers, your employees, for them, there's no davar ha'aved. They're not going to lose, they're not going to care. I mean, they might care because they care about you, but for their pocket, they don't care what happens to your produce. If everything in the field goes bad because it's not done, for them it's not a davar ha'aved, and they have food in their house to eat. The halacha is, it's mutter for them to do it for you, because for you it's mutter, and they're your employees. And what do? You can't do it by yourself. So, mela, it's mutter for them to do it, and you're supposed to pay them for their work as well. Okay, I think we'll stop here.